Mill of Tifty's Annie. At Mill of Tifty lived a man in the neighborhood of Fivey. He had a lovely daughter fair, and her name was Bonnie Annie. Lord Fivey had a trumpeter, whose name was Andrew Lammy. He had the art to gain the heart of Mill of Tifty's Annie. Her mother called her to the door, "Come here to me, my Annie. Did you ever see a finer man than the trumpeter of Fivey?" "Nothing," she said, but sighing sore, alas for Bonnie Annie. She dared not show her heart was won by the trumpeter of Fivey. Love comes in at my bedside, and love lies down beyond me. Love has possessed my tender breast, and love will waste my body. The first time me and my love met was in the woods of Fivey. He called me mistress. I said, "No, I'm Tifty's Bonnie Annie." It's up and down in Tifty's den, where the burn runs clear and bonny. It's there I've often met my love, my own dear Andrew Lammy. Alas, her father heard of this, and a letter wrote to Fivey, to say his daughter was bewitched by his servant Andrew Lammy. Lord Fivey then came riding by and said, "What ails you, Annie? It's all for love, now I must die, for Bonnie Andrew Lammy. Pray, Mill of Tifty, give consent, and let your daughter marry. It will be with some higher match than the trumpeter of Fivey. If she were of as high a kind as she's advanced in beauty, I would take this girl unto myself and wed her my own lady." Fivey lands are far and wide, and they are wondrous bonny, but I'd not leave my own true love for any land or money. Her father struck her wondrous sore, as also did her mother. Her sisters next, they gave her scorn, but ill befall her brother. Her brother struck her wondrous sore, with cruel strokes and many. He broke her back on the old hall door, for loving Andrew Lammy. "Alas, my father and mother dear, why so cruel to your Annie? My heart was broken, first by love, my brother broke my body. O mother dearest, make my bed, and lay my face to Fivey. So will I lie, so will I die, for my own dear Andrew Lammy."